The crimson lipstick coasted across Ella's mouth, as smooth as always. She popped her lips and checked for lipstick on her teeth. Then she picked up her sparkly clutch purse. She took one glance in the full-length mirror on the back of her bathroom door. She was ready for a night out. From the twist of her wavy brown hair to the tips of her high-heeled shoes, and in the fabulous little black dress that she wore well. Normally, this would all lead to a sense of satisfaction and a burst of confidence. But this time it was different. She didn't find perfection, or even something she considered acceptable. Instead, her reflection seemed to be mocking her. "Trying again, Ella?" She shook her head and narrowed her eyes. "Tonight will be different." Her words hung in the air as she stared at her own forlorn expression. Was that sadness? Boredom? It was her third date that week, which was usually fine with her. But ever since she'd gotten the email from her friend Nicole detailing her new head-over-heels romance, Ella felt uneasy. Her first instinct had been to warn Nicole that true love didn't actually exist, to not be duped. But of course she didn't do that. Nicole was happy, and that was all that mattered. But that recognition seemed to have forced Ella to ask herself if she was happy. Despite leading a lifestyle that most of her friends envied, having her choice of bachelors happy to share their evenings with her, she had to face the truth that she really was not happy at all. That new revelation astonished her. Maybe she was the person she lied to the most, as it had never dawned on her that the rituals she went through were more to keep herself blind to her true feelings than to truly enjoy herself. To try to distract herself from how bad she was feeling, Ella logged onto her computer. She read over the most recent posts on the online forum that she belonged to, 40 and Free. Most of the members were lamenting an issue with a relationship, or an anticipation of a problem they might have when they finally did find themselves in a relationship. She saw the worries of women from all walks of life, worries that they might not be able to make a meaningful connection with another person. Although Ella did enjoy dating and had gone on plenty of dates over the past year, that wasn't a concern of hers. At least, it hadn't been, until someone she knew personally had discovered true love. All of her theories that it didn't exist, or that people simply imagined it, went right out the window with every detail that Nicole sent her. Suddenly, the high-energy, passionate dates she usually enjoyed seemed routine and lifeless. Had she closed herself off to the possibility of love because she didn't believe in it? Or because she was afraid of it? She closed the website and stood up from her computer chair. As she paced back and forth throughout her living room, she tried to sort through her thoughts. Minutes slid by. The time she was supposed to meet her date came and went. She continued to stare into the mirror. All at once, it hit her that she was not, in fact, happy with this lifestyle that she'd been promoting every chance she got. She was tired of the runaround that came with casual dating and the emptiness that it seemed to be bringing into her life. She ignored her ringing phone, knowing that it would be her date. She wasn't one to flake, but tonight, she couldn't even imagine going out to meet someone else. It would be the same old runaround of getting to know a man whom she'd then forget within a few weeks. Or he'd forget about her. Her stomach twisted at the thought. What was the point? She grabbed a tissue and wiped at her lips. Did she even know who she was under her makeup? Did she exist without her sexy dress? It dawned on her that she hadn't really thought about the future in a very long time. She wanted to live in the moment,